I believe apathy is one of the big issues. I believe we want to work together, and I think the membership wants to see cohesion amongst its leadership, and I'm hoping that that's what I want to do and try and get the members working together to get a good contract. I think the contract is a good way of starting to solidify this, the membership behind something.
And what are some of the issues as the negotiations continue? What are some of the major issues that you're negotiating now with the administration?
I'm not currently on the contract team, so I'm not privy to what the conceptuals are. I will know when I actually get sworn in. But I can tell overall what every state worker wants, which they would like to see some increases in their salary. Our members took zeros in the last contract. They sacrificed back in the last contract, and they believe that the state is in a better position and that they did some sacrifices and that they, now that the state's in a better financial position, they would like to be share. They share the pain. They would like to share some of the gain. Job protection. New York State is at a 40-year low in terms of the state workforce overall, not just across the board. And so job protection is a big thing for the members.
The state comptroller recently announced that the pension fund was at a record high. What about the retirees? How do you think they're faring as far as the state is concerned and their benefit checks?
We don't negotiate for retirees, unfortunately. Our contract and the way it's structured does not allow us to negotiate for retirees because retiree benefits just not affect PEF but other unions also.
Regarding the recent state budget that was passed this year, how does the union feel about this budget? What are some of the good things, and what are some of the not-so-good things as far as PEF is concerned?
It was something that I would have to go back and look at. I know that there were some issues with some language that continued from the last budget in terms of closures, with the state moving away from providing services to a vulnerable population. I know those are big concerns, both concerns for PEF and CSA and other unions. I don't believe a lot of unions were happy with the budget, but couldn't say specifics since I don't have some of that language right now.
Are you concerned that staffing levels, as the negotiation continues, is there any talk, any possibility of state worker and state employee layoffs or attritions?
I'm not aware of that because actually during hearings, moving forward with the governor's budget proposal, it was mentioned that there were no layoffs planned at that time. So we were happy that no layoffs was proposed in the governor's budget. And we don't anticipate that there will be. However, there is a concern, though, through attrition. As the state, as people retire, there's still a moratorium on hiring. So we have state workers doing, they say more with less, but I believe we're at diminished returns where state workers are now doing less with less.
What is your first goal? Is there something at the top of your list that you want to accomplish once you do take office?
In having good contract negotiation talks with the governor's folks, that is the priority for this union. I believe that is the priority, what the members want us to focus on. We want to, and in doing so, bringing the union together to unite behind the upcoming contract. So that's my priority.